Hello.
What's up?
Good morning, campers.
Yo.
Good morning, my neighbor.
Good morning.
Let's make some wake up juice.
Boy, the kids were playing last night, weren't they? An absolutely dominant performance by the Detroit Red Wings taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets last night. Oh, it's beautiful to watch. Beautiful to watch. Welcome here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Dana Gale, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, good morning. We appreciate you. We thank you for tuning in to us each and every weekday morning. It is Wednesday. It is the 20th day of October 2021. Can't believe it. Time flies when you are having fun. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Fan feedback, email, inbox, xbmornings@gmail.com. Danny Kalin's at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good Wednesday morning to both of you. How are you? How's life? How's things? What was on the TV last night? What were you dialed into?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, I had the Red Wings game on the iPad, but I watched When Harry Met Sally with my girlfriend.
When Harry Met Sally. Wow.
I did.
Tom Hanks?
No. Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. Damn. What movie was that?
And a guy that he's. Let me.
You're thinking of maybe
not Sleepless in Seattle.
No, You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail,
you've
yeah.
You've Got Mail.
That's a great TNT Saturday
for sure.
Afternoon movie.
Interesting.
That you didn't know. See, Anthony, you maybe didn't know that, but, like, that is a thing. There's just, like, movies that are constantly on. I know you're just maybe a sports TV watcher, at least cable-wise. You watch a lot of, like, documentaries and stuff.
Yeah, if it's not some sort of sporting event, it's usually something that also happened in real life, like History Channel or something like that. That's just the way that I am. You know, it's always a good opportunity to learn.
Unless it's Game of Thrones, of course. Anthony's in on that.
Oh, 100%. You kidding me? They got a new one coming out. Don't get me all excited this early in the morning. That's not good for me. I mean, last night, okay, the Harry Met Sally, That's a good choice. Billy Crystal's actually really good in Analyze This. I think it's one of his best performances, he and Robert De Niro, if you've ever seen it.
I have not seen that.
Dude, hilarious.
Maybe that's next.
It's
Billy Crystal marathon.
A Billy Crystal marathon. That's good. That's really good. We had the tip-off of the 2021 NBA season last night, year 75. Of the association yesterday evening. We started off with a great doubleheader. We had the Bucks and Nets, followed up by the Warriors and the Lakers. An absolute showcase by these teams. It was a lot of fun. TNT did a wonderful job producing, per usual there. It wasn't like an intro video, but it was a video where they're honoring the best 75 players in league history, right? Remember they did, years ago they did the 50 best in the NBA. So this is the top 75 in the 75-year history of the league. And I think that the production crew there did an amazing job. They had current-day players recreating some of the most iconic and historic moments in league history. And I thought that was just really well done and a lot of fun across the board. So good on them. It was good to see the Milwaukee Bucks pound the Brooklyn Nets last night. Oh, Not he didn't even have you know, Drew Holiday the entire game. He had a bruised heel. He ended up leaving the game early, but it was good. It was good. Milwaukee trailed 2-0, went on a 31-10 run. Never looked back.
Both games, you don't want to talk about your boy?
Who?
Jordan Poole.
Oh, we can get to it, but I
thought that would be the game you'd highlight because Russell Westbrook struggles.
Of course.
Jordan Poole looked great, and the Lakers lose.
I mean, what else could
anybody
want?
That's a trifecta for you right there.
It's a quadfecta because the Nets lost too. So it's like anything that could have gone right did go right last night in my sports viewing fandom. Just as an outsider looking in, you know, those are things that, you know, the Lakers taking on Russell Westbrook, although I love the way he plays with his heart. Really, I just don't understand what the purpose was there of getting a guy. And, you know, LeBron's always played the best when he was surrounded by shooters. And that's just not Russell Westbrook's game. So they've got a lot of I know it's early. I don't think that's the team. I don't think that they have the current roster. They've tried to assemble the best thing that they can. I love the fact that the Milwaukee Bucks, just about as homegrown as you can get, were able to beat the Nets last night. Ring ceremony night. Did you see the ring that they handed out? The top of the ring actually comes off, and you can wear it as a pendant on a chain. And each ring has a QR code that you can scan. How crazy is that? They just keep getting more.
Why
and
would
more,
you
more wild?
I mean, I know you're a necklace guy, Anthony. Like, if you take something that's not made to wear as a necklace and put, it's just going to get scratched up. Like, I don't know why would you wear that as a pendant?
What are you going to be rubbing up against it? You're going to be scratching your necklace though. Like, what are you doing? Like, are you got your palms
really
on the wall?
Anthony?
You play a little gas pedal there? Like,
yeah, that's it. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be wearing that as a pendant. I'd be just leave it on the ring.
I like the Cavs rings that they gave out where they had the sword that they used it like to unlock the box. That was
pretty cool. That was sweet.
That was pretty cool. Red Wings in action last night. We're going to talk about this game because the NHL continues to just be very, very perplexing in how they want to officiate games and what they're going to allow and what they're not going to allow. And quite frankly, you know, I rarely swear on Twitter. I was aggravated last night. But it's good to see the cream rise to the top. The young kids, they had another fantastic game. Just beat the brakes off of the Columbus Blue Jackets. You know, shout out to my buddy Twiggs, a big Blue Jackets fan from the greater Columbus area. He was watching the game. He said Blue Jackets win tonight. He said Red Wings by 1,000. All right, so it might have been 4-1. It's not necessarily 1,000, but it did feel good. A game in which I thought that even though the score was tied at zeros for the longest time, I thought Detroit dominated that hockey game last night. And that was a really good sign for them to be able to kind of turn the corner and be the hammer, if you will. Now we just got to clean up some of the, clean up some of the cheap shots that this team is taking. And if they got to go out and get somebody, just for that specific reason, it just takes up a roster spot. And it's like, hey, you know, we're playing
right. That's I think they wanted that to be Tyler Bertuzzi, and now he's a goal scorer. So it's like, Tyler, you just can't do that anymore because. He's a top three goal scorer on the team.
Is it Giovanni Smith? I like him, by the way. In game two against Vancouver, I forget who it was, but he put his hands on somebody, had him by the jersey, and was just literally toying with him. Like, I'll just set you over here. I'll push you down. You can't do anything about it. I really appreciated that from Giovanni Smith. But there's a lot of weight and a lot of responsibility and a lot of damage that gets done both physically and mentally to the guy that has to show up every night and be that enforcer, even though it's not a position in the league anymore, it's still damaging. So if that's what Giovanni Smith is going to be, that I do not know. Do they have to go find somebody and pay somebody to come out here and say, look, I mean, if anybody gets hit in the back, you're the first, you're next out on the ice. So we're going to get a change and just do full out attack. Just charge out there and start knocking people out. That's what it's going to take. And I think that you know, I hate to be that way, but, you know, that's really, I'm all for trial by combat. So if the refs aren't going to police the game and you got to find somebody that's not afraid, you know, to go out there and just start lambasting people, you know, catching them right on the chin, knocking them out cold, you know, making sure that they, there's only, you know, you either walk out or you get carried out, that kind of deal. If you got to do it, you got to do it. And if that's what they need to do, then find somebody. We'll step aside when we return. We also had the MLB postseason last night. The Pistons will tip things off tonight. Exciting week in sports. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up to...
They take the lead. They don't look back. 9-2, your final score there. ALCS game number 4. Series now tied at 2. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kaler, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. Thank you for joining us. And look, folks, I got to be honest with you here. I can't ask for much more. I don't want to see Boston win anything. I saw that a friend of mine's father... I know his father. We worked together in the Mud Hens. He worked as one of the official scorers, John Melkoski Sr. He's got to be, you know, I want to say he's probably in the range of 65, 70-ish, maybe a little bit older. But I always used to walk into the press box and say, hey, Senior, you know, and we'd chop it up. And, you know, he loves the game of baseball. And he was talking about how this year the playoffs don't have any juice for him. And I thought, man, that's kind of crazy, but he doesn't like he said that the Red Sox have gotten into Yankees territory as far as his distaste for him. There's nothing really there for him for the Braves. The Dodgers are the Dodgers, and can't really bring himself to root for the Houston Astros. And I started to think about it yesterday. And I'm like, well, I'm actively rooting for the LA Dodgers. I mean, 106 wins in the regular season, an ownership group that's just cutting checks, 50,000 plus at their venue there in LA. Kind of a historic sort of venue, the Dodgers script on the jersey. Benny the Jet Rodriguez? I mean, how do I not root for the Dodgers? Mad Max? Like, all right, cool. I'll root for them. Mookie Betts? Hell yeah. Now, as for Boston, outside of the Tea Party and everything that the Northeasterners did for us in the beginning of this place, outside of that, I got no love for them. I think that, you know, their fan base, a bunch of spoiled, rotten kids for over the last 20, 25 years. So I got nothing for them. The franchise, that whole city, they can never win anything ever again, and I'm okay with that. You know, Bruins, Patriots, the Sox, the whole deal, Celtics. I mean, how many titles does one city need? You know, if you are a Detroit sports fan and you start to look at the injury report of the Lions and compare that or add that to what the Red Wings have in Jacob Hrana being out for 4 months, and then add that to the fact that it's opening night. I thought about it. I just want to say I thought about it. I thought about it because it comes with complimentary food and drink. All you can eat. Just sit on the baseline. And I was like, well, you know, all you can drink, beer, wine, and other things. And I thought to myself, look, it's Little Caesars. It's the complimentary everything with the ticket. I could go there. Can I eat and drink and watch $600 worth of stuff in one sitting? I don't think I can. I don't think that's possible. I contemplated it for a solid 23 and a half minutes. And I said, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And then after I decided to not do it because I'm a little frugal, God looked upon me and said, good thing you didn't buy that ticket because Cade Cunningham won't be available for the home opener. He's not going to be available. He's out for tonight's game against the Chicago Bulls. All that being said, back to baseball. I don't need the Boston Red Sox to ever win anything ever again, nor the Celtics, nor the Bruins. Very sorry about that to all of our Bruins fans that are listening. I know we have a lot in Northwest Ohio that are tuned into Fox Sports 1230 there for whatever reason. A very strange contingent of Bruins fans. They just exist. I think it's because they have the same colors as the Steelers. I don't know. And then you have this, you have the Patriots, who we all know their story. You know, Tom Brady, he's the only reason any of it ever happened. He's a Michigan guy. I'll claim those. Boston doesn't get to have them. Everything's fine. But I don't know. I mean, I guess I want to see Dodgers-Astros. I really do. I think that that's probably the best series, but the Dodgers have a lot of work to do. They played yesterday afternoon. They escaped 6-5. They finally get on the board in the series. Atlanta leads that series 2-1. And then, of course, last night, as you heard the highlights from Joe Buck, it takes a lot of stuff on the internet. And he's fantastic. I don't know how. You might not like him and Troy Aikman together. I understand there's some combinations or some people's voice that just irritate me. You know, a lot of people want to give. A lot of people will like a certain broadcaster, but sometimes you just don't like the way that person sounds. If that's Joe Buck for you, then I get it. I understand. Right? People want to tell me, like, oh, God, Doris Burke. Like, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Like, nails on a chalkboard. But that's me personally. Right? And that's just a sound type of deal. It's purely sound. I don't even like the way I sound. I'm a tough critic over here. Joe Buck, he's fine. It's a great time of year for him. I can't imagine what his W-2 looks like right now. Oh, it's got to be beautiful. Like calling multiple baseball playoff games throughout the week. You get your, you know, Dallas Cowboys, you know, resident 425 spot on Sunday. This is the money time. And then you take the rest of the year, you know, you should kind of chill the rest of the year. I love that for him. Good for him. Carlos Correa and the Astros, 7 runs with 2 outs. 7 runs with 2 outs. I saw that Jeff Passan was writing about the there have been a couple of calls in the MLB playoffs 2021, how the 268th pitch became the defining moment of Game 4 of the ALCS. And, you know, here we go again, right? And there's always going to be questions. And anytime that you have the human element, that's what people love, right? They love the human element of the game. There's always going to be questions. The strike zone is you're asking somebody to stand behind the plate with guys throwing the ball faster than they ever have. and harder than they ever have, with more movement that's ever been there. You know, spin rate, miles per hour, like you're asking, the ask right now of a professional umpire is, I don't know what to do. Outside of putting together some sort of like Fox Tracks use, or like if you're watching Bally Sports Detroit and you have that on-screen strike zone where I don't know how accurate that thing is, but it looks accurate to me. At least we'd have a consistent strike zone every night. You're never going to get that. You're never going to get that. There was a pitch that was, you know, that was called a ball that many will argue was a strike. Jason Castro was at the plate, and then he fouled off the next one, and the 270th he hit for a go-ahead single that opened up the floodgates there for the Astros 9-2 victory. So if you want to have the most accurate possible outcome of a baseball game, then I don't know why. I don't know what the biggest issue is that you can't watch it on the screen. Ball or strike. If the ball touches any portion or is inside of the strike zone, buzz down to the umpire. Strike. Umpire. There you go. Problem solved. Like, what's the issue with that? The umpire could still sit back there and point and groan all he wants. You know, the baseball traditionalist is probably going to hate me for this, but, you know, you guys need something to help these officials, because you're asking them, I think you're asking them for too much. You truly are. And last night was a pretty good example of why it might be helpful, right? Maybe just a little bit. Maybe just a little bit. Then the Dodgers game, you had more late game heroics from Bellinger, sparking the rally for the LA Dodgers. So I mean, it's been busy, it's been active, and all this is taking place. And then all of a sudden, 7 o'clock hits, and it's like, okay, well, you know, I was already watching the NBA on TNT pregame show for all of the festivities for the opening tip off of the 75th anniversary season. Couldn't wait to see what the Brooklyn Nets were going to look like. Want to watch them melt down. You know, and then this happened first before that Red Sox highlight, but it was a pretty busy night. You know, the Red Wings grabbed my attention, so my attention shifted away from what's happening in the MLB postseason because, you know, I just felt like there were bigger fish to fry. We'll step aside. When we return, we'll talk to Logan Lamarandier on the Detroit Lions. We will talk a little Lions football, just a little bit today. We'll do that next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with a special offer on pro basketball. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either the Pistons or the Bulls. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. This is as easy as it gets for you, folks. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy hoops like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets. If a three-pointer is made by either the Pistons or the Bulls, you're an easy winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com. On Twitter, at MHSAA. On Facebook, MHSAA. And you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools, at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.com.